Hello, everybody. I am Samuel Stubbs from Yard Marker. The 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series season just ended on Friday, November 8th. Ty Majeski took home the championship. We have one of his Thor Sport Racing teammates with us today, Mr. Ben Rhodes, a two-time champ, won it in 2021 and 2023. Ben, thank you for joining me tonight. How are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Doing good.
Of course, glad to have you with us. Another good season for you. You make the playoffs, eliminated in the first round, unfortunately, but I imagine it was a little disappointing coming off that championship a year ago. So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of take us through your 2024 season.
Yeah, well, it was a rough season. I'm not going to lie. You can look at the stats and compare that to my previous seasons in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series or Craftsman Truck Series, and it wasn't a very kind year to me, actually. So I'm hoping 2025 will be much better. Started off looking strong initially at Daytona. I think we were leading the outside line and got a tire cut down. Atlanta followed up with a strong performance, but then didn't get to finish again with tires going down. So it got off on a weak start, you know, good performances, but a weak start. And then it got just kind of stayed that way. We finally had a pretty good finish here at the end of the year at Martinsville with a shot to win the race. And then obviously Phoenix, we were just kind of scratching and clawing and the hornet's nest. So hopefully here over the offseason, we can get things sorted and get some more speed in our 99 Ford.
You mentioned that kind of rough start, and that culminated in a crew chief change, swapping. Rich Lucius went over to Jake Garcia's truck, and then you had Doug Randolph come over to yours. And I talked with Rich in the offseason. He was really excited to work with you again after winning those couple of championships. But was that a decision by the higher-ups at Thor Sport? Was that kind of something that you and maybe the 13 team talked about? What went into that crew chief swap? I think that started at Darlington and then carried over for the rest of the season.
Yep, nope, that's correct. It did start at Darlington. Yeah, I guess the crew chief swap was something that Rich and I both necessarily didn't know about. I guess it was on the horizon for a little bit. You know, him and I still think have really, really good communication. He actually went up to Canada with me. We spent a week up there running late models, so super late models. So it's something that I will say we still have really good communication. Maybe there's a chance we could work together in the future. But Rich, you know, I got my first two championships with him. We've got some wins together. So, yeah, you know, I love that guy. And I think if the time presents itself, I think we would both agree to work with each other again.
Then, you know, you came out of that crew chief swap and you were really, really strong after that. That first race at Darlington, you had a third, had a little outlier at Wilkesboro, but then you were fifth, seventh, and seventh over those next few races. Was that kind of a shot in the arm that you guys needed at that point? Did you feel like a change was imminent? Or, I mean, you said you were a little surprised about it. Was it something you kind of felt, you know, maybe you heard through the grapevine it might be happening? Or was it kind of an out of the blue moment when that change went down at Darlington?
It was pretty out of the blue moment for me, actually. So then the follow-up results were good. I think we got a third-place finish at Darlington right away. We had some good results right off the bat. But then, you know, later in the year, as we get into the playoffs, we kind of stagnated a little bit, which obviously isn't good. It doesn't carry you into the playoffs as far as we had hoped. You know, that's just kind of the world that we're living in with NASCAR at the moment. With not having any practice and relying solely on computer, you know, simulation, we're kind of left in the dark a little bit. You know, I'm kind of, I guess, fairly young, but still I'm old school enough to really appreciate and like and support practice and testing sessions. So anytime I get an opportunity to ask NASCAR to open up practice or open up testing sessions, I'm going to do it. I think Thor Sport's kind of cut from the same cloth. They like that. I feel like it's most beneficial. Right now, you know, we get the 20 minutes of practice and you can't even change anything. So it's just practice, but it's without actually being able to adjust the truck. It's more or less for the driver than anything. And, you know, I don't mean this bad, but I don't really need the practice right now. I need to make changes. So I need to change things on the vehicle, right? And that's where your speed's going to come from, you know. And for the rookies, they'll take all the practice they can get, right? I was in that boat for quite some time, and I still need the practice, but I need being able to change stuff on the truck more.
That is an interesting dynamic, and, you know, you hear a lot of younger drivers. Haley Deegan spoke about that a few weeks ago. You know, it's the lack of practice you have, especially as a young driver, and you mentioned it. You know, it's hard to make changes on the truck. As a journalist, I appreciate more practice because it gives me more things to write about, and that's my own selfish reasoning there, but I think you're exactly right. It does make make it more difficult over the course of a race weekend to kind of adjust. You mentioned you guys, your speed kind of stagnated in the playoffs. You started off with the top 10 in Milwaukee, and then things kind of went downhill in the playoffs from there. But what were your expectations going into the playoffs? Did you feel like you could make another 2023-esque run, or did you feel like you guys weren't necessarily at the level that you were during your two previous championship runs?
Yeah, you know, 2021 was our strongest run into the playoffs, and obviously 2023 we were still able to win the championship, but it wasn't as strong leading up to it. And that's the name of the game, right? Like, you take your opportunities and create your opportunities where you can. You recognize what's happening big picture, and you capitalize on it, and that's what we've been able to do. But you still have to have speed to match that. Everybody that's in the championship four, they're there for a reason, whether they – you know, you have to have the base speed. If you just don't have the base speed and you're finishing 15th, well, sorry, you're not going to make it. So, and that was kind of our story this year. We didn't have the base speed in the playoffs that we needed in order to capitalize on the opportunities that were in front of us, and also to just, you know, get the stage points. Where years before we had the base speed. We may not have dominated some of the races, but we had the base speed to capitalize on things that were occurring. So this year was a little bit different story. I kind of had a feeling. I said, you know, I'm going to do everything I can, like I always do. I'm going to go all out as hard as I can all the time. But, you know, when you unload the truck and you hop in it and you make a lap or two, you pretty well know right off the bat kind of how things are going to shake out. And without the ability to adjust things, that makes it tough. So purely, I would say right now we have all the tools that we need at ThorSport. Duke and Rhonda Thorson, ThorSport Racing gives us everything we need. Obviously, that's been shown with Ty Majeski with his dominant performance at Phoenix and winning the championship. We just have to figure out how to put all the tools together and make it go fast. And it's not just myself, but, you know, Matt Crafton's in that boat, Garcia, a few others. And obviously Ty and Joe Shear have hit it off and have done really, really well. So we're glad to see that. It validates the team. But at the same time, we've got to kind of dig deeper and create kind of base packages that work for everybody.
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, you it is tough without with the lack of practice, rather, to, you know, make those adjustments like you mentioned. You mentioned this earlier, too. One of your strongest runs of the year came at Martinsville. You finished second there, had a really good run. But that contact with Christian Eckes late, that was the talk to the town, at least for about 24 hours till the Xfinity race was over, him and Taylor Gray. And then that contact with you that led to your runner up finish there and Eckes winning the race. Do you view that any differently now, you know, when you've had a couple weeks to think about it? You know, that was probably one of your better shots at a win this year. Do you feel any differently towards that? Or what do you think about that, you know, 2 weeks after the fact, as opposed to, you know, 10, 15 minutes when you're interviewed there?
Yeah. You know, when I was, I guess, newer into the truck series, I would have probably handled that a lot different. And, you know, when big moments like that present themselves, you kind of react big to it. You know, that moment to me was what we should be getting. We should be having a lot of opportunities to win races. That's where my expectations are. And that's what I expect out of myself from the sport and what I expect from my team. So when that happened, I said, finally, we're here where we should be. We're back to being up front. We should be winning these races, or at least having the opportunities to do it. So when Christian booted us out of the way, I look back at it, and there's certain things I probably could have done different to try to help defend against it. But realistically, you know, I was at his mercy. I'm in front of him with, I think, like three laps to go. And we're going into turn one. I drove it in super deep. He still found a way to get to my bumper and probably wouldn't have made the corner without hitting me. So going down the backstretch, he kind of got me into the wall a little bit. And then the right-hander he threw on me going into turn three kind of finished it off. So I'm not mad about it by any stretch. You remember that stuff, right? You remember it going forward, but, you know, I'm not mad about it. We should have more opportunities than that. And, you know, I see it from both sides. So, and I've done my fair share of rough driving in the past, so I'm not anybody to cry foul. I think the fans actually hate it when drivers kind of cry or whine about it, right? So doesn't do me any good. People hate it and, you know, doesn't solve anything.
Well, regardless of the end result, it was still a really strong showing from you guys. And I know we're just a few days removed from this season, but I'm already talking about 2025. I'm sure you guys are already talking about that a little bit. The first part of this question, what are you looking for? Or at least, you know, maybe some things you want to point out to try to fix for 2025. And also a question I've seen a lot of fans asking, you know, when I ask, hey, what do you guys want me to ask these guys? It's when you're knocked out of the playoffs, is there kind of a split of We're going to focus on trying to win races for the rest of this year. And at the same time, we're going to look ahead to next year. Is there kind of a split there? Is it all focused on, you know, still trying to win races for the current season that you're in?
Yeah, when you're knocked out of the playoffs, it's all about winning races in the now. And you know, you do what you can to try to build a program, but it's winning races in the now. And that means, you know, kind of flipping strategy, doing things different than the playoff trucks have to do to get their points or to move on. But as far as next year goes, you know, the things we're going to focus on, it's pretty detail-oriented. It's kind of the whole package. We're looking at how we marry our mechanical setup with our aerodynamics of the race truck. And you know, there's certain things that with this new age, a lot less practice stuff going on, it's hard to find a home per se, like a base package that you can build off of and you know, kind of make your home package for multiple racetracks throughout the year. We're kind of pulling from the notes and trying to, you know, look at where we were good and say, this was good here, this was good here. Let's tweak it a bit, be you know, and take that to try to have some success. But you're not able to build something per se because you're constantly trying to just show up with what you think is best, not being able to build it because you can't take that risk. So here in the off season, we're going to take some big risks. We're going to start working on what I would call like our home or base package that we can start taking to multiple racetracks throughout the year. The Truck Series has a testing session coming up here in January at Rockingham. So when that occurs, I plan on having several packages ready. That we can try to, you know, experiment. It's really our only practice session of the year, so I'm going to experiment pretty hard and do as much as my team will let me get away with. I feel like right now I'm giving a lot more input than I've had in the past and trying to be more involved than I have in the past. So hopefully we can kind of make things better and, you know, have proper communication for a better championship run.
Well, that will be a big test session for you guys. A fun one, too, to see trucks back at the Rock for the first time. And I believe over a decade, you guys get to race there next year. That'll be a lot of fun to watch. My last question for you, Ben, you're a two-time champ. You have Matt, who's a three-time champ, and just the grandfather of the Truck Series in terms of wisdom and knowing everything there is to know. And then you have Ty, who's now a champ. That's six championship trophies in the halls of Thor Sport Racing. When you look towards the future of this team, how big is having a championship pedigree like that when you guys can all bounce information off each other? You're, you know, three of the best drivers in the series. How big is that as a team, as an organization, to have that notebook to lean on?
Yeah, you know, I think it's even more important on the sponsorship side. You know, you look at Thor Sport Racing and what they've done. They've got the longest running sponsorship or partnership in NASCAR with Matt Crafton and Menards. They've been around forever. They're getting close to 30 years in the Truck Series, right? And they've been unwavering for their support in NASCAR and the Truck Series. I think that means a lot. It just shows that there's stability. They're timeless in that sense. A lot of people come and go. The series ebbs and flows, but Thor Sport Racing stays the same. And they're always on an upward trajectory. You know, they started off with Crafton and getting the championship. Then they got two, now three. I got a couple, and then Ty gets a couple, or gets one. And I think that just shows that, you know, Thor Sport's committed to the long haul, and for sponsors, that means that they've got a place to go that can be trusted. You know, you don't build a long-term relationship without being mutually good to one another. It's not a, we're here, we're going to make a splash, and then, you know, kind of fizzle out type of thing. So that's what I love about Duke and Rhonda Thorson's. They're always committed. Thor Sport Racing, they have that same culture. So I think that pedigree goes further with partners and just getting people to the team, more so than just on-track performance, right? Because the on-track performance, we see it. It doesn't matter who you are. Ebbs and flows in a bit because of rule changes or things that happen in the sport, you know, things that are developed. We see it in the Cup Series, Hendrick or Gibbs or, you know, whoever it is for the year. It ebbs and flows. So for us, it's more about who we are as a team off the track and the culture that we represent.
Well, I think you're exactly right. They've been a constant in ever-changing sports world, an ever-changing NASCAR world. You have all these young drivers and teams that come and go and fizzle out and whatnot. They have been a constant. Ben, really appreciate your time tonight, and congratulations on a good 2024 season. We wish you the best of luck heading into 2025.
Thank you so much.